Hello there, Stanley Leong with you this Boxing Day morning on 938 Live. Thank you for joining me today on our program. It's a race against time. Just how well do you fare when you're given a task to be completed within a certain time? Well, some people collapse and fail under such pressure, while others pull through with flying colors when under the pressure of time. Now, in this chat in the living room, we take a look at speed dating. It's been making waves among singles and has attracted a lot of media attention as well, with many creative initiatives to draw people together in the hope that some may find their life partner through such efforts. And we do a stock take now on how effective speed dating has actually been in a society where really time is of the essence and speed is everything. I have three studio guests with me today. They are Andrew Chow. He's a managing agent of Romancing Singapore, the umbrella body, and of which has many partners, one of which is Cube Communication, of which we have Nazran Ahmad, MD of Cube Communication, with us. Cube is the official event provider for SDU for most parts of the year. Cube's also got extensive experience in organizing speed dating, and they can go up to about 500 singles. That's how big their events can be. And they were, of course, involved in many other events like Blind Date with 3M Singapore in February this year, and also Star Cruises for Dating at Sea 2006 that was held about July this year. We also have Jennifer Yeo, and she's founder and director of Heart to Heart Connect, and that's where they organize speed dating, and they have many activities lined up also for 2007, right from February, where singles from all walks of life, be they expats or singles or those above 30 even, not discriminating those who are slightly older, and they'll be putting together some events of which we shall hear about on this show today as well. So let's get into conversation. Andrew, Nazran, Jennifer, welcome to the living room.
Welcome.
I hope you had a great Christmas yesterday as well.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Okay, for joining us. Now, how popular is speed dating in Singapore? I mean, we have heard a lot about it because, you know, it's been like the in thing these days where young Singaporean singles are concerned. So let's look at how popular it has been through the years. It's not something new. It has been around. So let's just start with the lady, Jennifer.
Okay, speed dating is actually gaining popularity in the recent years. It was actually very popular in the States and in the Western countries, but in the recent years it has gained popularity because people find it a very interesting and refreshing way to get to know new people, and because it actually gives them opportunities to know as many people as possible in the shortest amount of time.
But when given that kind of pressure, I mean, sometimes we just don't want pressure. We want things to take it, you know, want to take things slowly and find that perfect person for us, for ourselves. Given that pressure of time, does it really work?
It does for some people, but not for some, because, it actually works for people who are, you know, shy. Sometimes they don't want to, like, go through a matchmaking where it places them in a very awkward situation where, you know, they have to, like, look at the person's face for, like, an hour or so. And speed dating is only 3 minutes, so if I don't like your face, then, okay, I move on to the next partner.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, we hope a lot of people have likeable faces. Otherwise, it'd be really speedy dating there. So it's 3 minutes. That's the guideline for what you would deem as speed dating.
Usually it's about 3 to 5 minutes. If it's, the group is very big, like about 40 to 50 people, we give them 3 minutes. But if it's a smaller group, for example, 20 or 15 people, we give them slightly longer time, about 5 minutes.
Is it always done the way like musical chairs, as the, you know, the game that we know and that we play, where it's always, you know, moving on to the next person, to the next person, to the next person, all in 3 to 5 minutes?
Well, it's usually, like, I mean, that's the whole essence of speed dating, moving from one person to another. But, of course, there's other variants just to make it more interesting. Instead of being in a normal restaurant setting or cafe setting, you know, we have had variants like, say, at the beach, where you sit on the beach with tiki lamps, you know, things like that, and everybody's facing the sea. So that gives you a more intimate setting to talk, and from experience we've seen that people are more comfortable talking that way, and they usually stretch. We'll give them 8 minutes, and then they usually, you know, stretch, like we'll tell them, okay, it's time to change now, and then they'll just go on hogging that partner until we really have to get them around. It really depends, and I think speed dating, why people like it is because, as Jennifer said, there's no pressure. It's just enough time for you to get to know that person. Whereas if you don't like that person, then you don't have to be stuck with that person for a very long time. You know, so And of course for guys, which guy doesn't want to meet like over 20 to 100 girls in a night, you know?
Yeah, it's value for money.
Value for money. Okay, we're always coming down to the dollars and cents, right, Singaporeans? And also time is of the essence always for Singaporeans. And do you think that's why also, you know, something that makes speed dating all that attractive for Singaporeans? Because we're always, you know, lacking time. We don't have time to meet people. And this actually provides that avenue and also a short window of opportunity for us.
Yes, actually speed dating, the reason why speed dating is so attractive is because dating is actually not like a lifestyle. So anything to do with dating is very interesting. Speed dating is actually for people who are ultra practical. They don't want to waste time, you know, meeting one-on-one. You know, and it's more for result-oriented people. And, they want to be in control, because most of the time, you know, you are on your own, you know, you actually choose whoever you want to keep in touch with based on your own judgment. Mm. So the organizer, you know, wouldn't be able to influence you in any way. They're just there to facilitate. Mm.
Right.
You use those two terms, ultra practical and results oriented. You know, terms that we hear a lot about in the corporate world.
That is the lifestyle that we have because we all have been trained to think and work in a certain way. Sometimes it filters into our social life as well. Sad to say, people who perform very well in interviews, they tend to use the same techniques when it comes to speed dating as well. Mm-hmm. So they may perform very well to create a first impression. Mm-hmm. You know, actually knowing someone within 8 minutes is very easy. But people may mistaken that as building a relationship is equally easy. But it takes 1,000 times more difficult than that.
Mm-hmm. So beyond the, you know, that initial setup, is there also that slight counselling bit, like you say, you know, it's more than 8 minutes to build that relationship, even though you may have provided the opportunity for two people to come together.
Mm.
Would that be that post counselling bit?
Not so much on post counselling. Mm. I would think that the expectation and the management expectation and the mindset needs to be properly shaped before even you go to speed dating. If not, you enter speed dating with a mindset that relationship is very easy, you know. Getting to know someone is very easy. Mm. Of course, it's exciting to meet someone new. But 8 minutes is all you have to make a first impression.
Right. I think it's a very casual setting. It's a very casual setting where people go there. Instead of being matchmade, you know, I give you the opportunity to sit down there, talk to some girls or guys, and then get to know each other in a very natural environment. So speed dating, it's more or less limited to, okay, I'll give you this setting, sit down, talk to each other, and then at the end of the day, pick on your matches, and then we'll match you. So as much as post-event counselling, that's not, you know, we just do that probably for, as a value-added service. I mean, if people come to us, I mean, we do have people coming and asking me, for example, hey, when I talk to the girl, what do I talk about? You know, will you be there beside me to guide me through? Mm. You know, then we have people like that. So we try to just help them out here and there. But of course, it's not a formal counseling. It's just part of a value-added service.
Right. Well, we are speaking in the living room with Nazran Ahmad, who is Managing Director of Cube Communication. Also joining Nazran, we have Jennifer Yeo from Heart to Heart Connect, and also Andrew Chow, who is a Managing Agent for Romancing Singapore. We're looking at speed dating today. Yes, very quickly, we're talking about this. And that's because, you know, Singaporeans are just always complaining about the lack of time to even get to know people or having the opportunity to know people better. And this, of course, is made possible by all the different partners of Romancing Singapore that actually provide such opportunities for singles out there. Now, we also want to look at the type of, the type of environment that you create or you provide for them. We heard about beaches from you, Nazran. What other venues or concepts do you come up with, unusual ones?
Mm. Actually, most of the time it's held in a nice restaurant. It could be like in a restaurant in a hotel where it's conducive for them to speak to each other so that it can, it's not too noisy. Like what Nazran said, beaches would be a good way because they find it enjoyable because it becomes more like a fun thing rather than a pressurizing activity. Other examples would be even speed dancing where you rotate partners in a dance studio. So every 5 minutes you get to rotate partners. So if you do a dance like salsa, cha-cha, or any other kinds of social dance, that would be an interesting activity. And for some other people, they have even tried in a speed dating in kind of like a karaoke room, where a group of guys, they after half an hour, they change to another room where they get to meet another group of ladies. So it becomes more like a lifestyle, like what Andrew said. It's more like a lifestyle activity. It's not a dating where, you know, people are pressurized to, you know, meet the person.
Right, lifestyle. And you know, I hear what there's also been an event where it included kayaking in a reservoir.
Yes, there was kayaking in the reservoir where the what do you call it, just you know, changed partners, just rode to the guys, just rode over to the girls, things like that. It's just to add a bit of a sporty touch to it, you know. And then other things like for those people who want more privacy, there's cable cars also. You know, you can just be in the cable car, just to the two of you just talk, and once you hit the other station, switch partners, and then it comes back, you know.
Basically, speed dating is like a tool that we can use for any interest group, even for golf, you know. Where you have, where if everybody have golf playing license, you can actually play three holes, you know, with a partner, and you switch. So it's really up to event providers, clubs managers, to be innovative in the marketing. You still do the same thing, you know, but, you know, if you can do something for our singles,
cater to different interest groups.
That's right, that's right. So, which is why I said, if enough providers are doing that, it becomes a lifestyle. And you will one day, it no longer be a taboo, you know, to go for speed dating.
Sure. Now, tell us some success stories that have come out of speed dating. You know, just probably looking at Cube and as well as Heart to Heart Connect. What are some of, you know, great success stories that have come through your doors, your clients?
Okay, because my agency is pretty new. It only started like 27th of October this year. So when it comes to success stories, I would say that we do have success stories in the case that people do go out and start dating after the speed dating. As to whether they do get married or not, it's a bit too early to say.
Well, we hope you'll hear some good news.
Well, we don't really track success, but we do have people coming to us, and then, you know, some customers saying that, you know, they'll just give testimonials and thanks for whatever you have done. You know, I've been able to meet someone new. And that's pretty heartwarming to know that, yes, you know, someone met someone new through the speed dating. And also, matches-wise, there's a lot of matches. Every single speed dating event, you'll see at least half of the people are matched with someone, and you see some really popular people whom everyone wants to meet, you know. Yeah, things like that. So matches-wise, we do see a lot of matches happening. And we do get once in a while testimonials of people saying thank you that you know, because of this, they've met someone new. And I do know a couple who I know them personally, who are quite, they've been together for quite a while, you know, after meeting each other through such events. So I guess success rate, if you can meet someone on the streets, on the club, at work, you know, you can meet someone through speed dating.
Right. Now, some people may be also slightly concerned about privacy and, you know, their confidentiality of their names and their records and all. Would these be kept from an interested party through the course of speed dating, unless that match is found? Even with a match, say, for example, if the guy may be interested in that particular girl, you would also have to go back to that girl, I suppose, and check whether she has the same similar sentiments about him. Would that be how a match is done?
Usually at the end of the speed dating, right, they are given a sheet of paper with all the names, and they take the names of the people that they are interested in. So if it's a mutual match, meaning that if the guy takes the lady's name and the lady also does take the guy's name, then it will be considered a mutual match, and the event organizer would review the contact numbers and email addresses. Yeah, so usually we keep it confidential. We do not review names. Names, yeah, we do, but we do not review age, sensitive information like age and income and things like that. Yeah, until it's up to them to find out more.
Okay. Well, what are some of the challenges then? I mean, we've spoken largely of how attractive it can be and how it really works for some people. What are the challenges, you think, of speed dating for some others?
Challenges. Well, there's a lot of challenges, but some of the more prominent ones are like some people are very, well, unfortunately, very superficial, where they would just step into the room and then look and see and then tell us, I want to go back because I don't think I like anybody, you know. And then we'll have to tell them, give them a chance, you don't know them yet, you know, just sit down, talk to them. Who knows, they could be very nice people. You know, and yeah, so we have some people doing things like that, so we will have to talk them and convince them, you know, to sit down and give these people a chance. Because if you're gonna look for, if you're gonna judge people by looks, you know, I think that's pretty shallow. Yep.
Sure.
So
unfortunately, that's the speed talking that we'll be doing on speed dating today. But definitely a big thank you for shedding light more on the updates and also the effectiveness that speed dating can be for some singles right here in Singapore. Nazran, Jennifer, Andrew, thank you for joining me in the living room. And of course, for our listeners tuned in, you can always just keep your ear and eyes out peeled for more opportunities where speed dating is concerned in the brand new year.
938 Live gets you talking.